I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, extreme adventures in kayaking in the path of one of the sport's pioneers. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
The defending champion LA Kings are perfect at home, at least in the playoffs. If only they could play all their remaining games at home, they'd be assured of keeping the cup, right?
But then the National Hockey League would be sued by the teams they're playing. Yeah, they are very good in their own rink, as they said, and they're once again peaking in the playoffs, as they did last year.
The Blue Jackets, on the other hand, didn't even make the postseason, so clearly ticket sales must be in the toilet in Columbus.
No, for some reason, they've gone up. They had a 13% improvement in renewals and sold almost 1,000 new ticket plans.
In the NBA Conference Finals, the Indiana Pacers blew a chance to stun the Miami Heat with a Game 1 overtime victory, but no one seemed to think that it was a good idea to defend against the best player in the world with 2.1 seconds left in the game. Were you among those wondering why nobody stepped in front of LeBron James on the inbound?
There's a remarkable photo of all five Indiana Pacers, who did not include center Roy Hibbert, by the way, for reasons that surpass his understanding. Of LeBron James just shooting a layup while all five Pacers stood there and apparently applauded.
Yeah. On Tuesday, the Cleveland Cavaliers won the opportunity to select first in the NBA draft. Second time in 3 years they've had that opportunity. Shouldn't they be getting better by now?
Well, I would think so. I mean, they really did do it well once, and then LeBron James went to Miami.
Apparently, although Chicago is in the process of closing 54 schools and 6 mental health centers, the city still has $100 million for a new building in which DePaul will play basketball games. You want to help me with the math here?
This one is baffling to me. I mean, I know it's supposed to be the centerpiece of some sort of phony baloney development, which will, you know, provide a lot of minimum wage jobs. But $100 million of taxpayers' money for a mediocre basketball team is quite astonishing.
Mike Rice, late the men's basketball coach at Rutgers, is receiving counseling for anger management at John Lucas's wellness and aftercare program in Houston. While Rice is in treatment, he's also coaching for Lucas's pre-NBA draft camp. I don't pretend to know all that much about this sort of thing, but therapy as coaching?
Well, I mean, you go back to your normal life, I guess, and you know, if you're going to see if you can manage your anger, which was demonstrated while you were coaching basketball, it's probably easier to do if you coach basketball.
All right, okay, I'll go along with that. The New Orleans Saints will pay Sean Payton $8 million this season. That makes him the highest paid coach in U.S. sports. And I guess the Saints must be figuring Payton is tanned, rested, and ready after serving his suspension in connection with a bounty scandal that helped derail the team last year.
Well, actually, it's funny because Payton signed an extension in September 2011, only that extension got voided because of the suspension. The voided contract gave him a chance to renegotiate. Now he's making more money.
Brian Urlacher of the Chicago Bears announced his retirement this week. Would it be an exaggeration to say that he had become the face of the franchise?
Oh, yeah. But the Bears have had iconic faces down through the years, all the way from when George Halas began the team, all the way through Mike Ditken, now Brian Urlacher. He spent his entire career with the Bears. He will be the face of the Bears going forward.
Angel slugger Mike Trout hit for the cycle on Tuesday, Charlie, thus becoming the first major leaguer to do so in 2013. And it's a good thing, too, because otherwise the Angels might have been in trouble, huh?
Well, I mean, I think it's probably easier to hit for the cycle when everybody seems to be hitting everything. The Angels beat the Mariners 12-0. Even Albert Pujols got an RBI. But this is still quite a feat because he's the youngest player in the history of the American League to do it.
One of the first things that you learn when you play a team sport is not to embarrass your teammates by blaming them for team losses. And I guess maybe Nationals closer Rafael Soriano was absent from class on the day that was the lesson, because this week he told reporters outfielder Bryce Harper had been out of position when Soriano gave up a triple.
First of all, you don't do that to your teammates. Second of all, you don't do that to your face of the franchise, which Bryce Harper is. Alfonso Soriano probably shouldn't have given up a hard hit line drive, I think would be my rejoinder.
I think so, too. I think maybe he thought he would get away with it because he gave his answer in Spanish. Maybe he figured nobody would ever understand. Golfer Sergio Garcia is in the spotlight this week. First, he said that he'd like to invite Tiger Woods to dinner and serve fried chicken. Then he apologized profusely. And then the head of the European Tour tried to come to his rescue. How'd that go over?
Well, that didn't go very well because George O'Grady, the chief of the European Tour, said, quote, "Most of Sergio's friends are colored athletes in the United States."
Oh, very good.
So things get worse and worse.
On Tuesday, the USGA announced that in short order, a rule will go into effect banning the so-called belly putter, and some of the golfers using the belly putter have since sought the advice of an attorney, one Harry Mannion, right here in Boston.
That's
Do they
right.
have a case?
I haven't the faintest idea. I mean, I would assume that golf is entitled to make its own rules. It's been making its own rules for 700 years. I don't know that they have a third leg to stand on here.
That was very good.
Thank
the belly
you.
Putter. Yes.
Yeah, so
it's funny because it's
because it's true.
Okay. Starting in 2015, Major League Soccer will have a second team in New York. And since the majority owner will be Sheikh Mansour bin Zayed bin Sultan Al Nahyan of Abu Dhabi, meeting payroll should not be an issue. The minority partner in this endeavor will be the New York Yankees. So does this immediately become the best team in Major League Soccer?
I haven't the faintest idea. It'll certainly be the most well-appointed. I mean, the other partner, of course, is Manchester City, which is owned by Sultan, et cetera, et cetera.
Have the Yankees ever been a minority partner in anything?
Well, I don't think they're going. The thing is, I think the Sultan doesn't understand is they will not behave like a minority partner, whether they're a minority partner or not.
And finally, Charlie, Chuck Norris
has urged
the Jacksonville Jaguars to employ itinerant quarterback Tim Tebow this week. He referenced Martin Luther King in the process, asking the owner of the Jaguars to, quote, take a position that is neither safe nor politic nor popular because conscience tells him that it is right. So, good reasoning.
Here's a tip for Chuck Norris. Martin Luther King was really good at being a civil rights leader. Tim Tebow is really bad at being a quarterback.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, among other places. Charlie, thanks very much.
Thanks, Bill.